3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. It is a little bit after 5:30. Joined now by Mike Keith, a relaxed and tanned Mike Keith. We were discussing this in the break. I'm a terrible relaxer. So somebody could say, you can go to Greece and you can sit on the beach on the just pick the most beautiful one in a picture. And I would be like, I'll give you about an hour of that, and then I'm going to go and find a souvlaki stand, and then I'm going to climb a mountain, and then I'm going to have to look at a temple to someone. I'm a lousy relaxer, Mike. How can I get better at that?
I don't know. I mean, I think you have to work at it. There's no doubt about it, because it does not come natural to some people. But I think as you get older, you take in a little bit more, and you realize, you know, I had to find that gear in between off and seventh gear, because I was either completely off or I was going way too fast. And I think, you know, that's the part of it. You know, you find that third or fourth gear, that's not a bad thing.
The Titans
we gotta work on Mickey.
Yes, I'm a terrible relaxer. I know. My poor wife. The Titans are what, in first gear, I guess, in reopening things. Some people back in the building. That's a good thing.
Went back in last Tuesday, 75 total. And it's a little tricky because everybody counts no matter where they work. Like if you work at the ticket office, you count toward the 75. If you work in our annex, you count toward the 75. So it's a little tricky. The football operations people can be back in, but not the coaches yet.
Right.
And so every football person obviously is headed back to work with the exception of the coaches. I am by no means essential, so I'm not part of that yet.
You did not make the 75 cut, Mike.
I did not make the cut to 75. I would not make the 90-man roster. No.
Man. This will be fascinating to see when you are called back, but we know that you are very essential.
Well, probably at the end, honestly. I mean, probably in the last wave. Because what's nice, and you've learned this, and obviously Dawn's learned this, we've all learned it, there's so much of our jobs that we can do from home.
Right.
I mean, I worked today. I just didn't sit at my desk at St. Thomas Sports Park and do it. And, you know, that part of it has been nice. I certainly look forward to getting back in the building and seeing everyone once again.
Yeah.
Me too. I miss personal interaction with people. It's been a while, Mike. You look at what the team is doing just with kind of the virtual off-season workouts and all of that from what you're hearing. How are they going, and how do the coaches feel like some of the newcomers are taking everything in?
You know, I really haven't had a chance to talk yet to specific folks about specific youngsters yet. What I am hearing, though, is that everybody's really engaged and really into it, because I think, Dawn, the feeling was we went away from last year, you know, essentially 25 minutes away from playing for the world championship. Yeah. And so I think everybody's been eager to get back at it. And yeah, the people that I've had a chance to just briefly interact with and ask all say the same thing. And that is, everybody in our camp wants to get back to work. And that, you know, that's how we felt in the early days. I remember Jeff Fisher telling the story about Eddie George coming in after Super Bowl 34, couple of days later saying, I want to go back to work now, and yeah, being told, no, you have to go away for a while. I think there's some of that in us right now. I know Vrabel has felt that way. John Robinson has felt that way. I think a lot of our veteran players have felt that way. And so I have a hunch it's been very good based on the fact that we've had a winning team and we feel like we're close.
Mike Keith, our guest, we've had you on a handful of times, obviously, during this off season. And one of the things that I've brought up, and it bears repeating again, I feel like, is the Titans can send 11 people out, including a full starting offensive line. If you put the Undertaker out there in Conklin's spot, because the Undertaker has started games, they can send out 11 people tomorrow who know their system and could play a football right. game within it. 11 starters. Not a lot of teams can do that. On the defensive side of the ball, I know the Logan Ryan thing, professionalism. Same with Jarrell, leadership, professionalism, and how darn good they were on the field. They will miss that. But for sure. the guys who remain, Mike Vrabel's going to be calling the shots. It's become evident. But that's a bunch of guys who are going to be working in the same defense with a guy who knows them and knows their strengths. Even some of the guys they've acquired are people that are from Vrabel's past. That is such an advantage as we continue to see teams not on the field in the offseason, Mike. The fact that they return so much intact.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. It's as if you're in this situation where you feel like it's not the same team, but it's a lot of the same team, and right. it's a lot of the guys at the top of the roster. I've said on multiple occasions that I really feel like the key for this ball club is how much our young guys improve.
Right.
It was a key last year. Landry took a big step. Evans took a big step. I mean, we got better. We had some younger right. guys get better, and we've got to have the same thing happen again to sort of accentuate what we've done. Listening to Adoree Jackson's comments and hearing what he said, I think he's emboldened by the fact that the team picked up his option and right. they're going to pay him the money. I think he feels like, I want to show I'm a number one corner now. And right. at times last year, he certainly showed that as well. Yeah. They're going to have to see more of that kind of people stepping up and doing a little bit more. But, the top group is, for the most part, intact.
You talk about players kind of stepping up or people stepping up and doing more from a leadership standpoint. Since we've talked to you last, Taylor Lewan spoke on a Zoom call and talked about how, if I were the coaches, I would be frustrated with me from a leadership standpoint. I'd be disappointed in me as a leader. And now's the time where he feels he's comfortable enough in his own skin to step into that leadership role, whereas maybe he wasn't. Right. In the past, yeah. You see a difference in him from that standpoint?
I've seen differences sort of every year, just a little bit, to where when he says that now, I mean, you can certainly see that turn. It was hard to see in 2015.
Right.
He had a hard time being serious long enough to do that, but I think he gets it. I mentioned on the midday show that I think, first of all, he's a smart guy. He's a good person. He has the ability to be the best left tackle in football. If he's just himself and he goes and does his thing to the best of his ability, he'll be a leader. He doesn't all of a sudden have to be Eddie Haskell.
Right.
He does it. Yes, Mrs. Cleaver. It's a wonderful day. I mean, he's never going to be like that. Yeah. Be who you are. Be who you are.
I don't think we want him like that, right?
No, yeah. No, I don't think you do. I mean, listen, he's a good guy, and yeah. he's got married to a nice lady. He's got a child. He's, he's been in this league for a while. He's getting paid at a top end. I believed in him, when the Laramie Tunsil thing was out there. Are they going to draft Laramie Tunsil and get rid of him? I think he can be special. And you think about where he is in his career now. I mean, if this guy puts together a special second half of his career, wow. I mean, this is a guy who could – I mean, you could be talking about 8 or 9 Pro Bowls, and, I mean, yeah. then you're talking about something really special.
Right.
And hopefully he's got a couple of rings on his finger, too. That's what we want to see happen.
Yes.
And if that happens –
you're into the discussion, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean – sure.
But yeah. you get to a guy who has that kind of freakish physical ability, and you start mounting up the Pro Bowls, and Mike, with a ring on his finger, once you reach a certain level, because the offensive line, the general public doesn't necessarily know how, it's not like you can say, he caught 100 passes, he threw for 5,000 yards, he blocked some people all year long. But once you get to that certain level for Pro Bowl nods, for all pro teams, once you get that certain level of notoriety, if he can eventually Beyonce this thing and put a ring on it, I mean, you might start talking about him for immortality in Canton if he can continue this stretch.
Well, that's right. And I mean, those things are certainly possible. I mean, that's obviously way out there. But I think when he says, I think he realizes now at this point in his career that however much longer he goes, at some point, 20, 25 years from now, he's going to look back on this and he wants to put as much into it as he possibly can. I've always said whenever he's had issues or he's gotten in trouble or, you know, whatever has happened with Taylor, the thing that strikes me about Taylor that is really important is Taylor loves football.
Yeah.
He really, you know, he likes other stuff and he's into other stuff, but Taylor likes football. And because of that, I think he has a chance to be great because I think he realizes if he goes out and becomes Joe Thomas, becomes that dominant left tackle for the second half of his career, that he'll walk away from the game being regarded as something really special. Now, what happens after that, who knows? But he has that chance. Not every player who comes into this league has that chance. Some guys are just trying to make a roster every year for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, this is a guy who has something different and special, and the parts of him that give him that too. His intelligence, a big deal because he gets it. And the second thing is he cares. And because he has those two attributes along with his physical gifts, I think he can do it. It's largely just up to him.
Man. Well, it was fascinating. I was on furlough, but I can still read things, and it was fascinating to go back and read the transcript of that. I heard a little bit of, but I went back and read the full transcript. Just been a fascinating guy to cover and to watch, just to watch him become the guy that he is over these years. Yeah, to watch him grow and to hear him talk about it. Mike, we're up against the break, man. Thank you for the time today. Always great catching up with you, and we'll do it again soon.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thanks,
Mike. Keith. Voice of the Tennessee Titans. Maybe the voice of you. By the way, something happened in Iowa at midnight this morning, 12:01, that the whole sports world is watching. And we'll tell you what that is and why when we come back. 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. For a lot of you, what have you been doing while you've been home? Well, you've been in your home, right? You've been looking around and you think, gosh, my bathroom looks like it's straight out of, you know, 1975. Then you went down to your kitchen and you thought, gosh, it's, you know, 1981 up in here. You know, when you're spending more time in your house, you've got plenty of time to look around. What if I told you could put the equity from all those years you spent in your house to work for you? That's where Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, and his team come in. Rates are low right now. Refi rates are low right now. What if you could take the equity in your home, give yourself the kitchen you've always dreamed of, the bathroom that you've always dreamed of? What if you got some debt? I know these are crazy financial times. The equity in your home can pay off credit card debt. Imagine no more calls from the credit card company. Ryan Kelly and his home loan expert team can expertly walk you through using the equity in your home to help you fix up your home, get out of debt, whatever you need. It's your equity. Go to thehomeloanexpert.com now or call Ryan Kelly and tell him I sent you 615-810-8555. Put that equity to work today with the home loan expert, Ryan Kelly. The home loan expert is a Tennessee residential mortgage licensee. So.